In this session, we come to conclude why it is a small business doesn't work and how could a small business become exceptional. And I've really, as you can see, just concentrated on concepts and principles. I've not shown you exactly what to do or how to do it, but I think I've given you some examples of the concepts that help you understand, well, what stops a small business from working, my small business from working, and how could I change that thinking? Because it's the thinking that really matters, and then the doing thereafter. And I hope you've seen the entrepreneur, manager and technician in their place, and I hope you can see why just concentrating on being an exceptional technician simply doesn't hack it. Now, a word of warning. I believe there's a movement that's come into the industry which is long overdue and which has been developed by people like George Kinder called life planning. And I hope you've undertaken to be part of that movement. It's a much better way of developing a relationship with a client, and it's a much better way of delivering financial planning, in my view. However, a word of warning. Learning even these new excellent professional competencies such as life planning will not deliver to you or for you a business that works. It's simply another professional competence, a better competence, but nevertheless a professional technical competence. You need to develop the entrepreneurial mindset and understand how a manager functions to manage a business and bring those three things together, and then your small business will work as hard as you do and produce multiple results compared to what you're doing today. And here's the question I'm going to leave with you in a graphic on screen. How do you turn a practice, a financial planning practice, into a financial planning business? Practice to business. Right now, everybody talks about an IFA practice or financial planning practice. Well, my message to the world is stop practicing. Carry on developing your skills, carry on learning and growing, but isn't it time we stopped practicing and actually started doing what we intended to do, which is to have a small independent business delivering brilliant financial planning? So, that's the question. How do we turn a practice into a business? What's in the black box where those things change from practice to business? What swings practice to business and makes it happen? And clearly, the rest of the entrepreneurial foundation and all of the pillars that sit upon that foundation will show you what makes that black box work, what's inside the black box, and how you then implement everything that you learn within the black box. I look forward to working with you in doing just that.